Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And here's the other headline we're going to see. Aaron and Carissa totally critique other sideline reporters
Don't
and
care.
Think everyone's style sucks.
Don't
That's
care.
That's not what we're saying.
Don't care.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the big show. I hope you guys got your popcorn because... Settle in. It is
You're
going to
choke on it.
It is the start of week three. And let's do a week two All recap right. of the NFL season, gal. Thursday night started for me in Philadelphia.
You did such a great job and you looked fire.
Oh, you're just the sweetest. Oh, I love you.
Who can wear snake skin like that?
Well, look, guys, I was first lady on the top, mistress on the bottom. You know what I mean?
Anywho.
Desperate for a Luke. Yeah. Keekly, what's he up to? Anywho, welcome, everybody. So I know, so sweet. Hot. Isn't it so weird to think about Luke Keekly and Greg Olsen as teammates? And I sat down and did that interview with them in New Orleans the day after you and I got so drunk, McDrunkerson, because you were working that game. And I sat down and I was like, whoa, I have to sit down with Greg Olsen and Luke Keekly tomorrow morning. And in your words, woof. I look beat up. I was so hungover from our time in New Orleans. Anywho, welcome everybody to the Calm Down podcast. And let me just tell you right now, I'm amped up because I had pumpkin coffee from Dunkin' Donuts in our mug. If you guys are interested in our merchandise, please swipe up. And thank you to the 100,000 followers. I hope you guys are real. Or if you're not, don't tell us because we're just excited that anyone's listening. Hi, gal. My gal was in Detroit this week. How was it out on the road? Good game. Go Hawks, go.
Detroit was fun. You know all too well because you went there after your Thursday night show to sit down with Jared Goff and the O-line, which I still need to see. That is a long-ass flight. It's a direct thank
always
you, Jesus,
forget.
But my God, it's long.
It's very misleading. I always forget. I think somebody get me a map. I always feel like Detroit's more of like middle America and it's the East Coast time zone. You're looking at 5 hours. Are we coming from New York?
We could have been
is
in
this a Bahamas
Hawaii.
Ride? I know. Aloha, anyone. But it was a good game.
Honolulu and Gino, Blue.
I couldn't hear your Blue Crush. I couldn't hear your post game, but Gino's sweet. And what did he say? Was he happy? Obviously.
He actually was so calm, cool, and collective. Collected, not collective. I hate
ex-collective.
When people
Bills
say
do.
That. Yep. But he, you know, the game and regulation ended with him like taking a 17-yard loss, like Greg Olsen saying, you should have thrown it, goes into overtime. Then he gets the ball, marches him down the field. We get it. I'm not a highlight show. Where's Terry to do the highlights? But
he goes, I didn't have my best day today. I go, okay. What a cutie. What? He goes, I got winded. I said, well, you just call me whenever you need help. You know?
I know.
You got a friend.
You do
in
such
me.
A good job. Hey, when you're doing your highlights, when you now you don't even say my name, you just say Kev.
I'm scarred for life.
Do you take a Xanax before you do it? Because it's like, crazy loud at Ford Field. Now we're going to check in with Carissa for the first time today. Well, you guys saw the Bears last week, and here they are against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right now, the Bucs lead 17-0. Kev?
Your guess.
It's so
Erin
soothing.
Erin thinks I can help. She will text me after I do the highlight into her game.
You're and so sensuous. Your voice I didn't know how to so say it. You sounded just sensuous. It was like Delilah, but like sexual. You were like, and the Bears lead 21-3.
Yes. Kev. It's so true. I'm on the sidelines and I'm so excited because I think she's going to be like,
and Erin is rocking that wrinkled button down. Kev?
You're so cute on it, but I'm like, I grabbed my phone right away. I'm like, you are sensuous.
I can't handle this whole recap she has of me doing highlights. Well, you scarred me for life when it was, I used to throw back because I remember as a sideline reporter when I was schlepping around on the Z crew, not with Z, that was the A crew. I was on the S crew. S Corp, which by the way, my company is an S Corp. An S is in Sam Corp. So when someone's like, is it an LLC? I say, no, it's an S Corp. But it sounds like escort. And it really throws me. I digress. It's tax season. If you know what I mean? We got to get all these write-offs. Well, you know.
I'm trying, but if I don't get my receipts.
I know. Hey, Dion, we're keeping receipts. We're going to get to that in a second. But I got to finish my thought.
Believe?
Focus, Carissa. Erin scarred me for life because I remember that I hated when a certain individual was doing highlights from the studio and would throw back and he would only say the announcers. Kurt Menefee, okay. You hurt my feelings when I was a sideline reporter because he would do the highlights of things I do now. And he would throw back. And this is nothing against Kurt. He didn't even realize he was doing it. We don't have time to say everyone's name.
I hope the New York Post headline is Carissa Thompson hates Kurt Menefee.
It is against
Kurt.
Just
put it out there.
Yep.
Spell it with a C,
sure
not a
is.
K. Okay.
Yeah.
So he would just throw it back to the announcers. And I was like, oh, but I'm here too. And I just remember thinking like, the name, I was like, what's a name? You want a name? Cinda fucking Rella. It was so important to me. And so I would always throw back the highlights up until Erin scarred me by saying everyone on the crew. I would say, let's go back to Joe, Troy, and Erin. And Erin made fun of me and said, how many times can I say make fun? She would say, you say Joe, Troy, and Erin. So now I just say, Kev, what you got?
The Saints lead the Panthers 15-0. Wait, no, you would never say that. The Saints over the Panthers. 14-0. Joe Schreiner.
You're silly.
Now you go. Now you say.
The Bills over the Commanders, 24-7. Kev?
It's so good.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm starting taking liberties.
I wish Olsen was on this.
I didn't even realize how much power I had in these highlights until
you can bury me.
Yeah, but you know what I'm so mad about? Mark Sanchez, I take shots at him all the time and he's not listening. So like
I'll throw back to on our crew.
Thank you. Mark, I need you to start listening. I got a lot of jokes. You know who was great
Stop
at that?
Stop rehearsing those one-liners you have, Mark, and listen to Carissa.
He's like, this'll be perfect. It's like Ian Eagle. Oh, he found a blank space for Travis Kelce. Ian, how long have you been sitting on that? What you know what I'm gonna
and
tell
by
you?
The
another
way,
song
it's not
for
even
you.
That song.
Calm down. All right. Another headline. Carissa and Erin hate Ian Eagle. You know what, Post? We'll just help you out. It's a slow day.
We hate Ian
Eagle.
Tell
you, it's not a slow day if you're a New York Jets fan. I'm going to do my quick recap. Erin, take a load off. Here we go. Here's my week two
Which
recap.
Which one? Which Erin?
Well, I'll start with that. Jets. I wanted so bad for you to just win that game and just shut everyone up and Zach Wilson. It's not there yet, but that's okay. I'm still rooting for you. It's going to be fine. Jets fall to Dallas. Dallas is really freaking good. Also thought that the Rams, they tie game for, you know, a lengthy part of that game, actually, even into like late in the third quarter. And then, of course, San Francisco, even though they only won by a touchdown, kind of had control of that game in the second half. They're freaking good. I mean, there's just so much talent on both sides of the ball for them. Yep. Seattle sitting in that division. Nice win over Detroit on the road. Jared Goff's consecutive pass streak without an interception. broken. Yep. But of course, their offense
changed once that running back went out, David Montgomery. They're good. Honestly, the Lions are fun.
You know what's so funny, though? It's like we devalue this running back position. It's like, okay, we're not going to pay the running backs and we're not going to draft them in the first round anymore. But then we always go back to this. You got to have a running game. You got to run the ball. How many times has your a freaking coach told you at halftime, we got to run the ball? Because you got to run the ball, which is what the Eagles did. The Eagles freaking in that game, we're used to this aerial attack that, you know, the Steichen offense, which obviously he's now, Shane Steichen's in Indianapolis, but like this aerial attack. So then when the Eagles are just running the ball, everyone's like, oh, we're just running the ball. If it works, it works. So it's always a conundrum, this whole running back situation, but I digress. Continuing my recap of week two. Whoa, we got a real problem in Cincinnati. We are 0-2 for the second straight year, and this is not the same Bengals team. We have bigger issues going on there. Also, Miami, congratulations on your win on the road in New England. Frickin' Mike McDaniel is my favorite interview.
I want to be him.
I want to
be him on air.
Says to Melissa, as she goes, what are you guys doing? Well, this working in the offense. He goes, I'm not doing anything. And then that run that he did running away from the camera. I live for this guy.
I want to do that on camera one time. If I do like a hit, my opening hit, and then just run as fast as I can and have our handheld follow me. I just want, and this goes into a discussion in a bit where we talk about like kind of our vibe on air right now. We've kind of had an epiphany, but I want to be Mike McDaniel. I do.
Let's just get into it then. The last recap is, thank God, the Giants, since I have them on Thursday night against San Francisco, mounted that. I just said mounted that comeback. Let's not say things like that. All right. But holy shnikes. Six quarters without scoring a point. I want to know what your guy Daboll said to them at halftime, because
love him.
Holy shit. You're going to tell me that you get run out by Arizona and not score? Like Daniel Jones looked like a completely different quarterback. Like, who was this guy? Batman and Clark, or whatever it is. He was Superman and Clark Kent, changing his outfit at halftime. Like, whizzes. Anyways,
speaking of things you can't say on air, love the internet for pointing things out. Yesterday for my halftime hit, I said woof on air, which we talked about, but I also said that Dan Campbell told us earlier in the week, you don't want to get in a dogfight with this team because you can't beat them off. Did she just say beat them off? Really? She said beat them off? I loved when Greg Olson did an interview with somebody. I don't know if it was Barstool or whoever, but he talked about how a lot of things could be taken like sexually in football. Like, you know, you draw and it could be like a phallic, like whatever, but it's just like, yes,
you can't say anything.
Beat them off, but it's like, just like, you know what? Go back upstairs and hang out with your mom and ask for more Chex Mix and get your like, you know, cheese in a can. Like, knock it off. Calm down.
Okay. There's a whole bunch of things that I could say on that. Bend over and I'll show you. I wasn't talking to you.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Aaron and I were talking about this on the pregame when some sweet individual asked what advice we have, whatever, since we've been doing this for a million years in this business. And Aaron and I both said that being authentic has been a big part of our journey. And Aaron, you said, and I'll let you speak for yourself here, that's a different show, about how like you're more comfortable now being on air or just being yourself. Would you like to elaborate? Are you there? Is your Wi-Fi working?
No, it is. I was making sure that I wasn't saying Mike McDaniel wrong. These are things I get chest pains about. Sometimes it's like Josh Daniels. Like, is there an S? Isn't there? But I was just confirming there's no S. So thank goodness. No. Great for us. I love him. He's a hoot in a handbag. Our conversation.
Oh my God, the hoot in a handbag.
Hoot in a handbag. What does that even mean? I don't know.
I don't know.
Look, it's like we talked about it earlier, and I was having a conversation with somebody that works at another network just about the way you get treated at certain networks and the way it goes and things like that. And she had even brought up flying first class. And I said, oh, they fly you first class. That's so great. And she's like, well, in throughout your career, how did that go? And I said, no, it took me 10 years. I said, I would travel from Atlanta to LA back of the bus, baby. And it was fine. That's just the way it was. I was so happy to be here. That's not my point of the story. My point of the story is worked my ass off, still do. And it's finally, and it's crazy to say, getting to the point where I am comfortable in my own skin. I think that's insane, but it has taken me so long. We were joking around. I did a halftime hit with Dan Campbell coming out, and he made a comment about fast starts. Duh. I mean, I'm not saying that duh towards Dan Campbell, but that's what people say after our hits, you know, like, oh, I could have told you run the ball more. We can't turn it over. Yeah. And we got to
run third down.
On a fast start. I got it. But the irony was they ended up turning the ball over to start the second half. And you knew he was going to be pissed off about that. Mm-hmm. Not so much a fast start. So I made a comment. I said, he told me about fast starts. You know, he's not going to be happy about that. Woof, or something like that. And Greg just laughed while I gave the report. And for a second, I thought, oof, I don't know if that was
so
appropriate.
It's so fucking funny. I don't need to swear. It's so funny, like, though.
It's so us. And I for a beat, I thought about it on the sidelines. Like, should I be funny during a report like this? Terry's funny all the time in the studio. Terry adds personality. That's why Terry's the face of Fox. It's just like, this isn't brain surgery. Now, if this was a very serious story, if my friend's being taken off in a cart for a blown up Achilles, I'm not making a woof joke. I'm not making a comment like that. But it's just, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, I'm never going to be other people in the industry. I'm just not. How did I get here? I have a personality. I, you know, make athletes feel comfortable. I always wanted to be the girl that people wanted to have a beer with and watch games because that's how I felt Joe and Troy are. That's what I always loved about them and wanted to work with them about. So I don't know. You and I just talked today. Like, I loved your vibe on Thursday Night Football this week. I loved how you were just super chill and so much fun. And I texted Steve and I said, Stella's got her groove back. Like, she looks so comfortable. And I just feel like you and I watched that Monday night game when Aaron went down together. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of said to each other, we got this. Like, we just got it. And I don't know why we build shit up in our head so much. So listen, you don't have to be in sports broadcasting to relate to this, or you could relate to it by having your job wherever you work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty crazy how for so long, you know, you're so hard on yourself. And week 13, I may come to you and be like, I suck at my job. This blows. What am I doing? You have to pick your spots about being funny. But I just feel like you and I are at this point right now where it's like, let's just be us.
Yeah. Well, this is us.
Sure is.
But to echo the same sentiments is that I don't think it's even just about our job. I think it's anything in life, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in your friendships, whatever it is, it's just, it's so much easier. And I know that we self-deprecate a lot and we lead with humor and sarcasm, and that's like a place that we're comfortable in. But I think for the longest time is that, you know, when you fill out like a whatever your job description. And I'm like, journalist. I ain't no journalist. Please. I am not.
I'm not.
I'm a television host. I'm a broadcaster. Yep. I'm a television host. And I'm okay with not being the smartest person in the room, but I ain't the dumbest person in the room. And I know what my strengths are. I'm surrounded by, you know, wonderful athletes or other journalists or whatever it is that like bring out the best in them, whatever their strength is. And that's my job. And I think that 50, whatever, how many, ever many years we're into this thing, 15, 20 years, that it's, I like that we've questioned certain things that we've done along the way of like, okay, I can refine this a little bit. Like I even joked in our pregame about different outfits. I look back and I'm like, holy shit, what was I wearing that little like hoochie
You're
dress
young,
for?
Yeah.
This kind of this. And I'm like young and I'm like not knowing any better. And I still don't know everything. My God, I'm the first to say, and we've talked about and been very vulnerable on this podcast and in different interviews about stuff that's happened to us and different things in our lives will make us either shy away or be more open about things. But I just, I don't know. I'm just really like comfortable and I don't really give a shit what people think anymore. And I think it's such a free place to be. Now, don't get me wrong. I care about, you know, the critiques from my bosses and people in the industry that I respect 100%. And care about, but I'm just not apologizing, whether it's whatever it can be. If someone's like, you're too skinny or you're too fat. I'm getting that like lately. And I'm like, I don't care. If I'm fat, then I'm too fat. If I'm skinny, then I'm too skinny. If it's like I have acne on my face or I don't have acne on my face or my hair is shitty with extensions or it's not shitty with extensions. It's like, I don't really care. I'm comfortable in who I am. I'm comfortable in what I do. And the only opinion that matters is that of the people I respect and my bosses who employ me. So outside of that, like, whatever. Woof.
Woof. You know, it's like, I
love
actually,
that report. I die for it. I really do. It's so good. Because who are the people that we love on television? Charles Barkley. Terry Bradshaw.
Gronk. Mm-hmm. Like, being themselves. You know, I asked my boss the other day if he wanted me to relay some advice to somebody that was looking for it. And he goes, yeah, tell them to be themselves. So,
yeah,
that person wasn't me, but I'm going to take it. And that's me. I mean, I know when to knock it off and all that, but listen.
Guys, I think what the point here is
just be,
yep, that's what it is. I was trying to think of what it was.
So that should be the headline of this. Mm-hmm. Aaron and Carissa think they're perfect.
Yep, that's the one. Yep. Speaking of headlines, for those of you that know, we do the thanks. I'm a professional. I'm not. Okay, so on Thursday night, Tony Gonzalez, Hall of Famer, 17-year career in the NFL, been a broadcaster for years, and we're sitting there post-game, Jalen Hurts and Jason Kelce on the set in Philadelphia. Congratulations, you're now 2-0. Nice win over the Minnesota Vikings. And Tony asks Jason about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. And right when he did,
at the end of
like,
the interview.
Oh, great. God. I was like, no, he did not. Because my initial thought was like, oh, Jesus, this is probably the last thing that Jason wants to talk about, right? Whatever. But then I started laughing because Tony can get away with it. I'm not going to ask the question because then it's going to be like, oh, the girl on the set asked the question. Also, whatever. I think that we should take some credit if this is in fact true about Jason. Jesus, Carissa, can you talk? I'm fired. Travis and Taylor, if it is true, who were the biggest advocates for this relationship? You and I. UNITY, that's a unity. So Travis Kelce, of course, having rumored to have been dating Taylor Swift. So Jason answered
it
in a very politically correct way. He said, I've seen the rumors. I cannot comment. I don't really know what's going on there. I know Trav is having fun. Good for you. Good for you. I hope you are. And get us some tickets to her next concert.
It's a cool
Trav.
Summer. We've got tickets. Her people are great. They said whenever we want to go, we can go. Down with it. Here's my thoughts on it. People have asked, yes, we should get credit because we were basically putting it out there. I mean, Taylor, I'm sure, is a huge fan of this show. We just said, the guy's awesome. We love him. He's one of our people, like, good dude. How could you not be a fan of his? We are. We're huge, huge fans. So, yeah, I mean, do I hope it's true? For sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Am I seeing him this week in Kansas City? Yeah. Did I put it out on our Instagram? Hey, Taylor, if you want to come hang on this. Like, maybe she's interested what the job is like. Maybe she wants to
shadow you.
Sideline.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be the headline. Aaron Andrews thinks Taylor Swift wants to shadow her. Sure. Just don't wear heels. She won't because she's normal and fun.
It'll be great. Hey, Taylor, my mouth is a little dry. Can you grab me some water? It's usually what happens on the shadowing. Hey, do I have anything up my nose? How are my teeth look? Great. First hit, I'll show her how to fluff your hair without a hair person. Just bend over. It'll be great.
That is a great trick that Aaron taught me years ago. Pretend like you dropped your pen and then just bend and snap. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
Legally blonde.
I hope they're dating. I do. He's great. I don't know her. She seems great. I feel like they are complete opposites of what they've dated before. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, we're into it. So I hope the next headline we read next week is they are officially a couple. And that weird picture that's circulating around isn't real.
I wouldn't be able to calm down.
There she is. Okay, our next headline. You need to read this because you're very passionate about this. It's so disgusting.
It's so disgusting. Wearing this item to bed is worse than sleeping in a toilet, experts say. Speaking of this, I'm going to take a beat here. I thought of you yesterday when we are in Detroit. We have 15 minutes to get our outfit on that we've been wearing since 8 a.m. We get to the airport. Our flight boards at 5:30. We get there at 5:15. We have time.
No problem.
In the lounge to get. Kevin goes one way. I go the other. Put on our comfy clothes. But I was far enough from the toilet. I was also closing my eyes. So if the automatic flush came, I wouldn't get any like water bubbles.
I hate that.
I know. It's tough. And then you know what's hard is I was wearing like a loaf. I hate this word loaf. I was wearing a loafer situation on the field because I really wanted to look hot. And I love loafers. I don't care. And I was balancing in between like getting my sock on and not wanting my sock to touch the ground and then getting my shoe on. And then I got the black pellets everywhere all over. It's such a scene.
Oh, okay, back to the headlines. For anyone that doesn't know, when you're working the game, and especially on the AstroTurf and like a dome, which by the way, let's remove that AstroTurf. It's only going to cost a couple million dollars. Those black little pellets from the AstroTurf just everywhere.
They're all over my closet right now. Okay. Wearing this item to bed is worse than sleeping in a toilet, experts say. Researchers are urging people to stop wearing unclean socks to bed after discovering they often contain the same bacteria found in cockroaches and their fecal droppings. Also, fecal are is also a disgusting word. A sickening 70% of those sock wearers don't bother changing into a clean pair before bed, instead staying in the same pair that they've worn all day long. That is disgusting. Now,
also, why are we wearing socks to bed? Just in general, like even if they're clean socks, aren't you getting too hot? And then it's like, I don't like
you
even
lose
like
one. Where is it?
What? I don't get it. And if it's cold, like, I mean, there's an element of that. But that is so gross. I'm also just so grossed out. And I know I've said, okay, we get it, Carissa. Like you love taking 700 million showers for like cleanliness. But how, ladies, I need to know, or men, if you wear makeup, how can you get in bed without like washing off the day? Like, think about all the places your hands have been, what they've been touching. You've been pulling door handles, the makeup on your face. Like, don't you want to just rinse off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My problem is this. You know what I like in these hotels and stuff? So I'm either in the slippers that they provide or sometimes when you have to go to older hotels, I wear the slippers. Yeah, because this is my other thing. This is a whole disgusting OCD, ADD thing. Okay, ready? Here we go. Some hotels in town that we stay at are older. They have gross carpet.
Right.
Like so if I'm walking around in my socks, then I have to, here's my disgusting thought, jump into the bed. I don't want to step into it because what if my leg or like arm touches where that sock was? Because I'm not going to not have a sock on in that disgusting carpet.
Yeah.
And then I'm laying in the cockroaches and their fecal droppings.
And now we have a real conundrum on our hands.
Headline, Erin Andrews thinks she's too good for hotels with carpet. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. The next. Wait, I need. This is a headline from a couple weeks ago that we didn't get to, and I can't scroll back. I don't know that. It was the headline where the guy got on the flight without the wife because she took too long.
I loved it.
So anyone that remembers my rant about Steve taking my first class seat and not offering it up to me, and I'm sitting in the back, and like I went on a whole thing about that. Steve would never now get on a plane without me. I mean, this guy would take planes, trains, and automobiles after the fact that I reamed him for that last thing. But I need to know more about this guy. All right, here's the headline that I love. Husband abandons wife during connecting flight for being late. So dramatic.
Where was she in the connecting flight? Is she in the bathroom?
I waited as long as I could until the attendant told me it was the final call and I boarded without her. My wife called me a couple minutes later telling me they won't let her board. So I needed to let the flight crew know I have to get off the flight to join her. I refused and told her to book a new ticket. Once she arrived, she seemed unbothered by the whole situation. But the whole point is that she, during the short layover on our connecting flight, my wife wanted to go to Starbucks. I told her we didn't have enough time. Okay, we get it. Ugh. She wants to go to Starbucks. This guy gets on the plane and it's phenomenal. I love this. Hey, I warned you. Here's my thing in life. If I tell you okay, you're going to end up with the consequences. I told you we don't have enough time. If you still want to take the chance and go to Starbucks, then, and you miss your flight, that's on you. There's consequences for your action.
My husband would never do it to me, but if we missed our flight, he wouldn't speak to me. He can't deal with that. By the way, I got told after we did the bit about him getting scared at night and being like, he was like, what do, are you running out of material that you just have to shit
he
on me?
He said that
the
at our dinner. He said that at our dinner.
He's like, let's leave daddy alone here. I was like, I love you so much. Can we talk about those lines at the airport?
Are you running out of material? I'll tell you who's running
not
out of material.
The big show.
Half these chicks on television, okay? I'm going to tell you right now. I'll take you right down to Joanne Fabrics, and we're going to get some sleeves on those things.
So okay, I can see both shoulders. What happened? Are people like, are they just not wearing a lot of clothes? I'm not seeing a lot of things. What's happening?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
Oh, boy. New news.
Okay.
Travis and Jason, I'm
the
stealing your
pillar
segment
of morality. Carissa Thompson's got some advice for the young girls out there, okay? Because Lord knows I've had 700 million outfits where it looked like I was doing the walk of shame when I showed up on Sunday morning, but I've learned my lesson.
No, hey, you
I'm fine with, through the years. Yeah, the wonder years. Fred Savage, I was savage. I'm about to be savage with this comment. You want to show your arms? No problem. You want to show your legs? No problem. I wore a sleeveless dress and a shorter dress
on
television on Sunday. But then we got a high neck. We got to pick our spots here, ladies. We can't go, if you're wearing a off-the-shoulder item and they take that three box and it's this, and I don't see any clothes. I just see shoulders in that three box. And now I've got to wonder, are you wearing clothes? We've got a problem.
I have an off-the-shoulder outfit I'm going to wear this year for a sit-down.
Well, I'm not going to like it if it cuts you off, because I'm going to need to see this.
No, it'll be a sit-down. You'll see the whole thing. Like, it's pants. Okay,
well, you might be sitting down for the rest of the year after that with that outfit. I don't know. I am not saying that I am, like I said, I've had some real choices in outfits, but I just am seeing a lot of gals taking liberties. And I don't want to turn on the TV on Sunday morning and wonder, are you going to the Oscars? No, I'm going to teach a class. Do's and don'ts of this. Uh-oh, Ryan says 30 minutes. I think this is a good producer telling us we're all out of time.
I want to continue talking about this. I haven't noticed this because I obviously, you're sitting in a studio. Now, last night, yesterday, a button down that by the time I'm on a camera is freaking wrinkled. It looked like a shitty wrapping paper. I was like, oh my God, like this is awful. I was like trying to blow hot air on it because it was already so wrinkled. But I thought
I've done that with the air dryers before.
Yes, I was in the women's room like blowing it because I was like, this looks so bad. It looks so good at 9 o'clock. 1 o'clock kick and I look
the
like I'm fucking in tissue
under
paper.
Shirt.
Oh my God, it looked terrible. Anyways, but I love my pants and the outfit. It was very Chill McGee. I love the designer and all that I got my outfit from. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes we're in a happy medium here. We're like dress up, but cover up. I don't know. We're old. We suck. I don't know.
Yeah. You guys, all I'm saying, and this doesn't just mean like on television. Yeah, actually, yes, it does. If we're strutting into the office and you, I don't know if you're going out for the night or if you just rolled in from the night. I don't know. It's because I'm old now and I'm just, you know, trying to look out for these young gals, you know? Anywho.
If you could say what a staple outfit is for television that you think you would recommend to those that are not as old as us, what would that be?
I love a freaking boss bitch suit. Like, give me a vest and a tailored jacket and some great pants. Like, I'm all in on that. Or a dress that's just like,
oh, you like tailored things now. How we changed.
Taylor Swift and tailoring your clothes on this week's episode of Calm Down. Hey, before I get in trouble for my wardrobe rant, Ryan, our producer, who's wearing a Calm Down shirt that we are going to take a picture of because he's adorable, is reminding me that on the pregame, I mentioned it's fall, pumpkins all the rage as it is every fall. Aaron likes pumpkin smelling things with candles, but not flavored things. I mentioned the word loaf. She does not like that. And it reminded me of a story for all of you San Francisco 49ers fans out there. Congratulations. You are 2-0 and off to a roaring start. You're taking on the New York Giants this Thursday on Thursday Night Football on Prime Video.
I saw the billboard at LAX.
Love you. So George Kittle told me that he's got a superstition now before every game that he has to eat a pumpkin loaf because Fred Warner was eating a pumpkin loaf from Starbucks one game. Asked George if he wanted some, then George went out and scored like 2 or 3 touchdowns. So now, before every game, he eats pumpkin loaf. And we got in a whole conversation of power ranking the best pumpkin loaves. My number one, Bristol Farms, which reminds me, I need to pick up some because I'm going to give it to him during the game, like the little cute he is. So I don't know where this is going, but I just want you to know, if you guys are San Francisco 49ers fans, you can bring pumpkin loaf for George Kittle and he will like it.
The word loaf is disgusting.
I'm sure that our podcast numbers will probably go, or Instagram numbers will go down after this rant. to the 99,000 followers, thank you. We love and appreciate you.
And here's the other headline we're going to see. Aaron and Carissa totally critique other sideline reporters
don't
and
care.
Think everyone's style
don't
sucks.
Care.
That's not
don't
what
care.
We're saying. I'm making fun of myself because you've got that James Dean daydream looking.
No, style. You know what?
Yeah.
This is a
style.
Taylor.
Sorry.
Everything can come back to her.
Well, if I interview him post game, it's going to be really hard for me not to be like, I would never do that to him off camera, which then they use on television in the quarterback and no one asks me. rude. I'm going to ask Patrick Mahomes about that.
I'm doing all my triple chins. Love you guys. That's it. That's all I got for you. Have a great week. Say something nice to someone today. And if anyone wants to talk to me about do's and don'ts of wardrobes, don't.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.